A survey of global human rights practices has concluded that the major world powers put trade and investment ahead of human rights. The report by Human Rights Watch is especially critical of the United States. It accuses the Clinton administration of giving human rights a low priority and of applying different human rights standards to different countries based on their economic importance to the U.S. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Human Rights Watch surveyed 1996 human rights policies and practices in the 74 countries where the organization actively works. The conclusions are an indictment of the priorities of today's industrialized world. Human Rights Watch director Kenneth Roth outlines the conclusions.
The most disturbing trend that we saw over the last year was that the major powers repeatedly deferred the immediate promotion of human rights in the name of often dubious long-term strategies.
Roth cites President Clinton's China policy.
In China, we were warned that strong criticism of the arbitrary detention of dissidents, religious activists, or Tibetan nationalists might jeopardize security and trade concerns. So instead, acquiescence in Chinese repression was justified by the so-called theory of constructive engagement, that is, the view that by exposing Chinese people to new ideas, we would loosen the control of the Communist Party. In reality, Chinese authorities were simply emboldened to new heights of audacity.
The Clinton administration has heard this charge before, as recently as last week in Manila, where President Clinton agreed to an exchange of summit visits with Chinese President Jiang Zemin, that despite ongoing arrests of Chinese political activists. In response to the charges, the administration repeatedly says that in meetings with Chinese officials, Washington always brings up the human rights issue. But Kenneth Roth has other examples.
In Russia, the major powers muted public protest over new atrocities in Chechnya for fear of jeopardizing the candidacy of Boris Yeltsin.
And then there's Bosnia. The report criticizes the U.S. and its allies for failure to apprehend war criminals, and it accuses the U.S. of insisting on certification of severely compromised elections. State Department spokesman Nick Burns says he hasn't seen the Human Rights Watch report, but he takes issue with any such criticism of the U.S.
I find it odd that a group interested in human rights would somehow single out the United States for criticism when, in the case of Serbia, we were the first country to stand up publicly at this podium and condemn Slobodan Milosevic for stealing the Serbian elections, when I don't think any country in the world, bar none, has given more attention to the issue of human rights in China, and where we're very actively supporting, probably as a point country, the rights of the people of Burma to assemble peacefully and to have their own elections respected.
As for making human rights a lower priority than trade, Burns brings up Iran. He says the U.S. is the only country in the world that shut off trade with Iran because of human rights. Burns also says Washington has imposed limited economic sanctions against Nigeria because of human rights violations there. Nevertheless, there is a strong current of economic pragmatism in the current administration. President Clinton himself has said that in the case of China, human rights is important, but so are other issues. The business community likes that attitude, but among human rights groups, economics should not take precedence over basic rights. I'm Vicki O'Hara in Washington.